الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء وقال تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, one or two things. One is that our Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of our era, the second Tabriz, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah Fuyudahum, Hadrat says, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Hadrat Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can come alive in the ummah again. With regard to the importance, the necessity of and the benefits of sunnat, Hadrat has said very many poems. One particular poem which Allah in His great mercy and kindness has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alaihi wasallam hai jannat ke raaste Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste That is, a person who follows on the footsteps in the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the road to Jannah. Just like anyone who follows the board showing Durban from here will come out in Durban. Anyone who follows the board showing Muayrava will come out in Muayrava. So whoever follows the board of sunnats in his life, he will see that he comes out in Jannah. And the other great benefit is a person who follow sunnats, Allah se milate hai. A person gets connected with Allah Ta'ala, sunnat ke raaste. By following sunnats, you get connected with Allah Ta'ala. So you'll get jannat also, you will get Allah also. But there are two great differences. One is jannat will be credit. We won't get jannat now immediately. We'll have to live our whole lives, life of the qabr, day of qiyamah. How long? After that, inshallah, Allah will give us all the Muslims, Allah will give us Jannah. So it's a long wait. And Allah Ta'ala, you will get now cash. By following sunnah, you'll get Jannah, which is credit, and you'll get Allah Ta'ala, which is cash. The other thing is that Jannah is the creation of Allah. Allah created Jannah, and Allah is the creator. There is no comparison between the creation and the creator. The creator is the creator. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, which all this our Shaykh taught us, it's nothing from our side. He says that e shakar khushtar ya aake shakar saazat. Is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? What does sugar even know what is sweetness? Allah put the sweetness in it. And Allah's qudrat, that not only can Allah take out the sweetness from all the sugar in the world, Allah can make it salty, Allah can make it bitter. It's all in Allah's hands. So we enjoy our things with sugar, ice cream, milkshake, all our things, sweets, chocolates with sugar we enjoy. But that sweetness which we enjoy of all those things, it's only while on the tongue, 3-4 centimeters. The minute it goes below the tongue, then now that enjoyment is gone. Now you have a weight problem, you have a sugar problem, your sugar levels are going up. But the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala does not come only on the 3-4 centimeters of the tongue. It goes directly into the heart. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, النَّزْرُ سَحْمٌ مِّن سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ. To look at other strange human, anything haram to look at it, is one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Because it causes havoc in a person's life, all this haram that we look at. So it is a poisonous arrow of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Man tarakahu makhafati. A person who doesn't look at other women, doesn't look at haram, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, I pay that person for this great work he has done. Because the heart really desires. It's such a thing that to look at other women, there is a strong urge in every person. Nobody should fool himself that I'm a big maulana, I'm a big wali, I haven't got that desire. That desire, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah says, we put that desire in every person. And the sickness will not just go of its own until a proper effort is made. You can become an old man, you can be a big Shaykhul Hadith, big principal of a madrasa, big wali, but till you don't make that effort to take out this desire of looking at other women, it won't go from a person. Our Shaykh explains, he was in India, in the bus they were traveling, they were sitting on the back seats. On the front seat there was a Hindu kaka, old man, 90 years old. And then a young girl came and sat on the seat next to him. So he started looking at her. Not only with his eyes wide open, his mouth also wide open. The conductor came and said, Kaka, ticket le lo. Buy your ticket, pay for your bus fare. Kaka is in a different world. He don't know what's happening. He shook Kaka. Kaka, ticket le lo. Kaka don't know what is happening. 90 years, this bimari won't go. You are more colder than a deep freeze. You can't do anything now. But this desire of looking won't leave you. You will still look, and it is so dangerous. Allahu Akbar. One person was making, a great buzurg was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. He saw one person at Multazam, where duas are readily accepted, between Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, continuously only making one dua, Ya Allah, give me maut on Iman. That's all he was asking. After a few rounds, the Buzurg asked him, are there any other duas? You're only making dua that you have to get maut on Iman? He said, you don't know my story. He said, what is your story? He said, I had a brother, 40 years he gave adhan free of charge, lillah fillah. But when he died, then he asked for the Quran Sharif. We gave him the Quran Sharif, he became happy. He said, I got nothing to do with this book here. Today I'm dying as a Jew, he said. The next brother, 30 years azan, and all lillah fillah, no money. Same way his mort came, he said, I'm dying as a Christian. So I asked, what was the reason why this happened? But nazri, looking at other women. So there is not a simple guna which we are so much involved in and we don't think about it. We don't even think of it as a guna, so we don't even make tawbah. But anyway, there's an urge, and Allah has made the test strong in a person. That urge is in you, and Allah said, don't look. If there was no urge, there was one. When I was in Germiston, the Mutawalli, Ahmad Bey Pandor, marhum, very nice person. And they looked after us so well when we were there, which is seldom. Mutawallis, they don't look after the Maulanas generally well. But mashallah, he looked after us very well. So one time, we all were sitting, a few people, so anyway, must have been that time about 50 years old. He said, till today, I never get a single traffic fine. Not for stop street, seat belt, indicators, parking, nothing. We all got surprised, 50 years old, not a fine. He said, I never drove a car. So if you don't drive, how are you going to get a fine? So in the same way, if you haven't got the urge of making guna, there's no achievement you not making a guna. When you got the urge of making guna and you don't make guna, this is when you reach Allah Ta'ala. The fuel to reach Allah and become Allah's wali is the urge of guna. And many of us, because we don't keep ta'alluq with buzurgani deen, many of us got a strong urge for guna. Very, we say we got too much vuma, too much we got lust and desire. I'll never ever come right. The more desire you have got, the more greater wali you can become. But on condition, don't commit the guna. That is all. But if you got no desire, you go to the qabristan and you say, mashallah, all so great buzurgs here, they don't make one guna. They can't make guna. A person who can make guna and doesn't make guna, he becomes a wali of Allah. It is for this reason that the farishtas, even Jibreel alayhi salam, is not jais to call him a wali of Allah. Though they are so, no guna they commit. Why? A wali is that person who can make guna and doesn't commit guna. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says in Jibreel alayhi salam's lap, if the most beautiful hoor have to come and sit, it will make no difference to him. Whether it's a piece of iron, a piece of wood, or a stone that sat in his lap. He's a farishta, he got no desire. Those who have desire and they don't commit guna, that is kamal. So the desire to look is there, but a person who doesn't look in the fear, Allah said, don't look. And this is the imtihan Allah made. So Allah pays that person the highest wages, abdaltuhu. In return, I give him, I pay him. Imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Such iman that he will feel, he will taste yajidu. Many of us, ulama, we know, wajada yajidu is to find, to know. That you will actually taste that sweetness of iman in your heart. Like we put a chocolate in our mouth, we feel the enjoyment. Homemade ice cream, somebody say mango, avocado, homemade ice cream. You put it in your mouth, you get the enjoyment. Wallah, like that, ask ourselves, almost all of us, we haven't got the sweetness of iman in the heart. How you feel the sweetness of chocolate, how you feel the sweetness of the juice, anything. Like that, we are supposed to feel the sweetness of iman in the heart. The reason why we don't feel it, generally, because the eyes are not under control. So we are deprived of this great ni'mat. If we look after our eyes, Allah will give us that iman, the sweetness of which. And great Al-Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, a very great scholar, great buzur. He says, Inna halawat al-iman, the sweetness of iman. Idha dakhala qalban, if it enters anyone's heart, lam yakhruj minhu abada. It never goes out of that heart. The sweetness of the tongue is only the 3-4 centimeters. But the sweetness of iman in the heart will be forever. And then, wallah, see how we'll enjoy our namaz. See how we'll enjoy tilawat, dua, the beautiful qiraat in the namaz. We'll enjoy all these things. But at the moment, we don't find that enjoyment. Last, we come to the masjid. First, we want to go. We don't get enjoyment sitting in the house of the greatest beloved. A boy gets engaged. And he's only still engaged. His mother tells him, go give this parcel to auntie. So there. He goes past his in-laws, future in-laws house. And he keeps on looking at that house. Why? He's just engaged to get. We don't get enjoyment of the masjid. We don't get, why? That sweetness of iman is not there. May Allah bless us. So anyway, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, "In shakar khushtar, ya aake shakar saazat." Is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? "In qamar khushtar, ya aake qamar saazat." The 14th full moon, how beautiful. Is that more beautiful? Or is the creator of the moon more beautiful? Allah's beauty, if we have seen Allah's beauty, Allah bari daulat mili usse, that person has acquired a great treasure who has found the beauty of Allah. Dunya's all beauty just falls from his eyes. He doesn't appeal to him. All this naked, filthy woman, you only ever look, Allah will show you. It comes in the hadith, when a woman leaves her house, shaitan wraps himself around her, making her look beautiful. She's not beautiful. How many people who got involved, afterwards when they realized, they say, how stupid was I? I've got gold at home. My wife is so beautiful. What a loyal, good wife. Where I went to destroy myself with this ugly woman. Only shaitan makes her look beautiful. In reality, she's not beautiful. And how much of iman seeps into our heart, Allah will show us now that she's not beautiful. That wrapping of shaitan will be taken off and you will see that she's not at all, no appeal for you. But when we haven't got that level of iman, and we see in this dunya's muhabbat in the heart, muhabbat of woman in the heart, then we see her as beautiful because we haven't removed that muhabbat of dunya and the love of sin we haven't removed. So she looks beautiful to us. So making effort on iman and getting the sweetness of iman, it becomes very clear to you that the temptations of dunya, whatever they are, whether it's the woman, whether it's big buildings, whether it's all or the technology of today, what advancement in computers, in all programs, these things won't appeal to you at all when you see the beauty of Allah. But if you haven't seen the beauty of Allah, the smallest things will appeal to you. I usually say, if there's a young boy of marriageable age, 20-25 years old, his mother, auntie, sister's name is Fatima, he doesn't get any much enjoyment in the name Fatima. But just let him get engaged to a girl who is Fatima. He's only engaged her. Now he'll even become conscious, he must pronounce her name properly. He'll go to Qari Sahib, he'll say the Ta, I can't say Fatima, or Fatim, or Fatli, or Fatu, and so many logat of Fatima, which are all terrible logat. And anyone calls her something like that, he gets cross. No, you must say properly Fatima. At night he can't sleep with tarannum, with tune, Fatima, Fatima. He's madly in love with Fatima. It's a different thing. After 6 months, he'll fight like cats and dogs with poor Fatima. But at the moment, he's so madly in love with her. Hey, so I ask you that Allah, who has created millions of Fatimas, well, millions of Aishas, millions of beautiful waterfalls, sunset, sunrise. If you see Allah, then what enjoyment will you get? All this enjoyment of this is not a billionth of a billionth of a billion of the beauty of the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the fountain source of all creation, all the beauty in the world. What is dunya's beauty? What will be Jannat's beauty? Jannat's beauty is nothing compared to Allah's beauty. Allah is everything. So by following sunnat, we will get Jannat also. Following sunnat, we will get Allah, and we'll get Allah now. Cash, we will get Allah. So, ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, asma mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Everything is mine if you become mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. And if you are not mine, nothing is mine. And to get Allah, there are many ways in our deen. Not only one way. One great super highway to get Allah is to follow sunnah. And sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnah ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. It is the most easy way, easiest way. Anything you want to do, do it sunnah way, it is the most easiest way. So to follow sunnah is nothing difficult. For example, there's a wedding. The most easiest way is sunnat way. Proposal, they accept, make the nikah finish. Not 6 months you are waiting, not big, big halls you have to hire, and all the expenses and all, nothing like that. So easy it is. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. For example, nikah. If you do it according to sunnat, inna a'zama an-nikahi barakah. The most barakat in a nikah أَيْسَرُهُ مَعُونَ, in which there is the least expenses, the least money that is spent, the least time and effort that is made. Right, so you get so much barakat in that nikah when you do it according to sunnah. So, and you get the enjoyment of nikah. Today, unfortunately, how many of our nikahs, it's made one side and it's breaking the other side. Eh? Where is the enjoyment? How are they fighting like cats and dogs with them? Where is the enjoyment of nikah? Is one that enjoyment, barakat of ibadat, which is of jannat, which Allah gave advance in dunya. You get the enjoyment of jannat in this dunya. And that is when we do it according to sunnah. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa, is the most perfect way of doing anything. Anything you want to do, many people are idealistic, ideologists, they want everything on place, proper. So that is sunnat tariqa. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on sunnat. May Allah give us the knowledge of sunnat, and then the love of sunnat, and then the amal of sunnat, and then to propagate the sunnat in the world. May Allah give us tawfiq. With regard, so the second point of I wanted to say by way of introduction is the sunnat that I want to mention today. And that is, we are greatly indebted to all the people of Peter Maritzburg. MashaAllah, we came with such a big jamaat, we had little fear in us that how the people might not want to find their burden. So many people, over 150 people, and not easy, and students, MashaAllah. Now is our days now. When we see food, we wish we could have got this when we were students. Yeah, we should empty out everything. So students are students, young men, mashallah. But, and you will host them, and so well. May Allah reward you tremendously. And we have learned from our buzurgs, and it comes in the hadith also, that when you eat, you must pay for it. And the pay is dua. And what a beautiful dua. So those people who hosted us, who want to remain anonymous, but Allah knows, you know, Allah accept from you. So what a beautiful dua, that aftara indakum as-sa'imun, for feeding the guest, in return, may Allah send the rozedar, the fasting people, to make iftari by you. And this is iftari. It's not the meals. It's only iftari. And iftari is with a gulp of water. One gulp of water, you drink one sip, and your iftari is made. Because you gave a sip of water. In return, that whole day's roza, without keeping it, you also get the full sawab. And they came to your house. The wife took out the tray, the glasses, poured the water, poured the zamzam, put the khaj, whoever. The daughters helped, the children brought it in front. All of them will get one full roza sawab without keeping a roza. Where can you get paid like that? وَأَكَلَ طَعَامُكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ, and may Allah send the abrar, who are the exceptionally pious people, to eat by you. Abrar, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali explains, who are the abrar? الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الذَّرْءِ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْءِ. They are those people who don't even harm an ant. And they cannot tolerate wrong happening. They are so much in right, they can't tolerate any wrong. May Allah send such abrar to your place to you eat. When they come, Allah's rahmat, barakat comes to that people. These great buzurgs, wherever they pass, that qabristan, Allah forgives all those people. Hey, Allah lifts the azab from them when these people pass. Allah makes like rains come, and a dead ground comes alive after the rain. By the abrar, the buzurgan-e-deen coming, Allah makes a town come alive. And there is great detail in that. Anyway, it comes in the hadith sharif that the effect of food remains in the body for 40 days. So today, how many students from how many countries have eaten? How many ulama, Maulana Jafar Sahib is here from Bangladesh, doing lot work of deen there, mashallah. Maulana Ilyas is here from Iran. Hey, Maulana Abdul Samad Sahib told me, Mufti Sahib, that speak little bit about the Kar Guzari of Iran. Let's see if it comes. By the way, as we are going, what great work. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to go and see. As Mufti Sahib also said, and for all of us, Iran equals Shia. But that's totally wrong. There are a lot of Muslim Sunnis in Iran also. They have eaten students from Europe, from America, from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, from Sri Lanka, from everywhere. They are today your guests. And Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, a student who studies for 6-8 years, whatever period, somebody gave him one meal to eat in the 6-8 years. So he invested one meal in that student. That student graduates and whole life does deen's work. How many other alims, hafiz, how many darlooms are built, masjids are built by him, by his encouraging the people, etc. According to your investment, his whole life, what he's going to do, you're also going to get your returns. Allah Akbar, what a great return. So today you have the opportunity of making investment in all the students. May Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. So for 40 days, all the ibadat, the abrar will come, all the ibadat of 40 days will be deposited in your account as well. They will make tahajjud, we are sleeping, tahajjud sawab in our account. They keep roza, we are eating, roza sawab in our account. So you invest one meal and you take top rental. The rental of the ibadat of the abrar, for 40 days you take that sawab. With no deductions also. Allah will put additions, no deductions also. So what a great reward. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ صَادِقُ الْمَسْدُوقِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi, who can be more truer? He says that when you have fed the guest, the farishtas, the angels are busy making dua for you. If you get the dua of your parents, your ustad, your sheikh, a pious person, we become so happy. This is the dua of the farishtas that you people are getting. And this is for all who paid for it, who cooked it, who served it, who put the dastarkhan, whoever had a share in it, everyone will get the sawab. The second dua in the hadith, Allahumma at'im man at'amana. Oh Allah, feed them who have fed us. You made our da'wat, in return may Allah make your da'wat. Very delicious meal, very much enjoyed. In return, Allah will make your da'wat. Who can compare with Allah's da'wat? What will be Allah's da'wat? Wasqi man saqana, and oh Allah, give them to drink who gave us to drink. And the best drink in the world, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, is Zamzam. So what does this dua mean? May Allah take you over and over for Hajj and Umrah, and you drink Zamzam from the source there. You fed one meal to a visitor, in return Allah is going to take you over and over for Hajj and Umrah. Allahu Akbar. And the third dua, Allahumma barik lahum fima rizq, give them barakat in their rozi. That is all what we want. We are all very desperate for barakat. Feed somebody and Allah will give you barakat in your rozi. Waghfir lahum. We make mistakes. All of us make errors. Oh Allah, forgive them their sins. Warhamhum. And oh Allah, shower your mercies upon them. What is rahmat? Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful meaning of rahmat. Tawfiq e ta'at. That when you get the tawfiq of obeying Allah, fulfilling His commandments, your life comes right. This is rahmat. By feeding the guest, Allah will put in you now to please Allah, to fulfill His commandments. When you have pleased Allah, faraghi e ma'isha, Allah will give you abundance in your rozi. We, for our rozi, we miss our namazes, we break the laws of Allah. That's not the way to get barakat. Barakat is fulfill the commands of Allah. Make our namazes, etc. And by feeding the guest, Allah will give you this. Now you'll fulfill Allah's command. When you have pleased Allah, Allah will please you and He'll give you in abundance. And without headache, He will give you. Without hard work, your life will be easy and Allah will give you. That is in dunya, both your things are done. In akhirat, bila hisab maghfirat. Without any green light, you will go through on Qiyamah. Just for feeding the guest. Qiyamah's day, you'll go through the green light. No customs, no checking up what goods you got. You just go. And dukhul e jannah, when you'll enter jannah straight. All for feeding the guest. May Allah reward all the brothers who have taken part and who have done the sacrifice. May Allah accept from everyone and bring this in us to look for guests. It's not long in South Africa, everywhere it was. Any namaz time, some stranger, people used to fight with one another, come to my house for meals. Today we keep our eyes down, we don't want to look at a stranger. No, try and get this people, whenever there is a musafir, anybody, try and feed him and see what great rahmat and barakat Allah Ta'ala will give us. The other thing is that this du'as are not, usually we give it only to the man, yeah. But usually the preparation is done by the woman at home. Yeah, a cook must have prepared it. So always don't forget the woman. Give them also the duas. Don't put all these duas only in our account. All the hard work they did at home, we just go and tell them, today 5 visitors coming, today 3 visitors coming. Poor woman, they start working, and a woman's stomach doesn't get full with food. They eat very little. But just you tell her, Jazakallah, she feels so happy. One time, Maulana Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, a great Buzurg, a doctor, that he became like a Maulana. Right? Just because of Buzurgi, sohbet of Buzurgs. He had da'wat by somebody's house after the meals from Parda. He told the house lady, Jazakallah, very nice you cooked, I appreciate it, was very tasty. And he went away. But she started crying very profusely. Husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't insult you, he didn't criticize you, he gave you du'as, he praised you. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Not one day you told me your food is nice. Maulana, one meal I fed him, see how much he appreciated it. And really think about ourselves. Did we tell our wife till today, Jazakallah, very nice you cooked today, I appreciate it. You went out, you had a flu, you were not well, but still you cooked for me. We don't appreciate. But yeah, we find lot of fault, too much salt today. Food is too hot, it is too cold, it's burnt, it's this, it's that. We find lot of fault. So anyway, he learned his lesson, that man. The next day they were eating, so he told, Jazakallah, very nice food, I appreciate. Again she started crying. And but woman is a no-win situation. They always got a problem. And no problem, they say, with this man is a no-win situation. You can never make this man happy. They always all have a problem also. So he said, now why are you crying? I'm praising you, thanking you. She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day, Jazakallah. No appreciation. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you just can't stop. You're just going on and praising it all the time. So we must be careful also. So anyway, this food to appreciate is very, very important. There is Dr. Mayat, who is in Petersburg. Very pious person. Very old, make dua for his health. And the love of Quran, few people I saw who have got such love as what he has got. We don't go into all the details. But anyway, one time, a white man, non-Muslim, had meals at his house. Naturally, his wife won't come in front. So after the meals, this white man told him, tell your wife, thank you, I appreciate everything what you have cooked. He told his wife, what his wife told? Big ulama came to our house. Till today, nobody told me Jazakallah. Look at this, a non-Muslim man. This is all our things which they have taken from us. And we have lost our legacy. We don't show appreciation. A person who doesn't show appreciation, what is this worth? So in France, there was an Arab girl who was a cashier at a supermarket. In her row, her customers, there were few customers. There was one woman with a niqab also. And it has been banned in France. When she came to pay, that woman with the niqab, this Arab Muslim girl told her that we got enough problems in France. Why are you giving us more problems? The government don't want us to wear niqab, hijab, so don't wear it. And if you want to, go to your country. And you can practice on your deen freely as you want to in your country. So in front of her, she lifted her niqab. She was a French girl, not an Arab girl or any other Indian woman, French woman. And what she told her, you people sold your religion, we bought your religion. This is how, what we hate, today we not practice. And they have taken it, and now we think they got very good akhlaq. This is all ours. Akhlaq wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the greatest of akhlaq. That is the only place you can get akhlaq. Also with regard to our food, while we are on that, very sadly I have to say, and I hope I'm wrong, but what I see, 99% we don't read Bismillah before we eat. We think we are reading. And you ask the friends, they all say, yeah, we read. But you didn't see you reading? I read in my heart. But you eat with your mouth. And the sound also comes when you're eating. But Bismillah, you're such a mukhlis person, nobody must know. Even the farishtas mustn't know that you read Bismillah. You read in your heart. No, show you read your Bismillah. It's important. And Haji Bhai Padia Marhum also should say, read it little loud so the others can remember. But even then, still nobody reads. Then during meals, at least we should say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. If we ask anyone, children also know the dua. But reading, nobody reads it. You don't hear it at all. Got a good friend in Dubai, Qari Yaqub Sahib. He's the Imam of Masjid Ghurair in Dubai. Very big masjid and very hospitable. They aren't less than 10 ulama on his dastarkhan at any time. On Juma 50, 60, and with his own hands personally, he cooks. Very hospitable, very jokey, and very straightforward also. So he says, I see this ulama, they are alims, but nobody read Bismillah, and they are running madrasas. For collection they go there. But he says, what are you going to teach your children when you don't read Bismillah eating time also? And during eating, nobody reads Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, Alhamdulillah, no appreciation whatsoever. So he says, if you don't like my food, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something, you're not reading anything. If you don't like it, read la hawla. Nothing we read. One place now lately, after eating, I asked all, that was a dua after eating again? All knew it perfectly. Alhamdulillah alladhi ataman. I say, anyone read it? Nobody read it. We know it and we think that the knowledge of deen is deen. Deen is to practice on deen, not just to know, not to have the knowledge. These simple things, we are still very, very far. Yet we pride ourselves best Muslims in the world. South African Muslims, very good Muslims, best Muslims in the world. But these simple things are still not in our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this and to bring deen, not the picture of deen, not just the knowledge of deen, but the practice of deen. That is what is required by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah save us all. But if anyone's child gets lost, gets kidnapped, your 2-3-year-old little child who you love so much, may Allah save us all. And day and night you are looking, the police are looking, it's in the newspaper, media, everywhere. Suddenly somebody brings the child home. Here's your child. Who will you run to, the child or the person who brought the child? Who will you go to first? Your child is part of your heart. You'll grab, even the woman will forget the parda also. They will run, oh my baby, my child. And you'll grab the child. When you have filled your heart with the child, how are you? You had difficulty, you had problems, you had food to eat. Will somebody tortured you? What happened? After all that, you'll thank the person you brought my child also. Like that, deen is loved by Allah. After that is the effort of deen. Whether it is in Darul Ulooms, in madrasas, whether it is in Tabligh Jamaat, whether it is in Khanqa, the effort of deen is after. Deen, and so many of us are so engaged in the efforts of deen, that deen itself is not in our lives. Like for example, we haven't got time to read Quran Sharif. Ask ourselves, all of us who are sitting, did I read Quran Sharif today? How many of us, we didn't touch the Quran Sharif today. To read Quran, we taught children to read Quran, but we didn't read ourselves. To read Quran is deen. Ask ourselves, did we read Yasin Sharif today? How many of us? We didn't read our Yasin, most of us I think. We didn't read, so to read Yasin, that is deen. How many of us, today was Friday, main ibadat of Juma is Durood Sharif. Did we even read one Durood today? And yet we think we are good Muslims. These are the basic things. If we can't say Jazakallah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for giving us, bringing Iman and Islam to us, what are we worth? A dog gets a piece of bread from your dog, it's loyal to that dog, doesn't leave that dog. What didn't we get in the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What didn't we get from Allah? But we don't remember. And then think, today how many gunas I made with my eyes? Bad thoughts I got, fighting, swearing, arguing with people in the family, with the house. Your wife is sahibul jamb, who is your partner, right? Next to you, you have to be most sweet to her, most kind to her. But how we treat our wives, how many of us ask ourselves, did I make one time istighfar today, astaghfirullah? Even in ghaflat, even just the word astaghfirullah, gunas we are making left, right and center, wholesale. But tawbah is still afterwards. Even istighfar, just astaghfirullah. And ask ourselves, I'm maulana, I'm haji sahab, I'm hafiz sahab, but these basic things, are they in my life? Today Surah Kahf we were supposed to read. How many of us read our Surah Kahf today? So this is what is called Islah. This has to come into our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq. The subject that I've chosen today is on niyyah, intention, and sincerity in intention. These are two different things. And there's another third thing, to make your niyyah present, to refresh your niyyah again. So firstly, about niyyah itself, intention. If we are doing anything and we are not making intention, then it is like a child that is still born, no life in the child. We can be making all our amals, our namazas, our zakat, our hajj, but if we don't make niyyah, it is like an amal without life in it. So just let us think, now we all made Isha namaz. Ask ourselves, did I make niyyah for Isha namaz? If we did not make niyyah, it's like an amal without life, just an outward form. Did I make niyyah? Whatever we did today, we went to one organization who are doing great relief work internationally. So they asked me to give advice to all the workers. So I asked them, if you made this morning you came to work, did you make niyyah for the relief of the people, which is such a great amal. People who are in distress, who haven't got food, who haven't got shelter, who haven't got a house, what difficulties people are going through in the world. And our relief organizations, Allah reward them, they are who's working, they are getting their relief. But if we don't make niyyah, by Allah is zero. If we don't make our niyyah. So ask them, did you make your niyyah today that we are doing this relief work for the pleasure of Allah? Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, very famous woman, and what a great pious woman. And she had done, Allah had blessed her with one particular quality of social welfare work. Many of us may be aware, the Nehre Zubaydah, the canal of Zubaydah, which she had built from Baghdad till Makkah Sharif. And many of us will remember, now water is freely available in Makkah. But it wasn't long. Your muallim will tell you, your hotel, please don't bath every day. We run short of water. The water tankers used to come and fill up. Every now and then, no water in the good hotels. I'm not talking of the other hotels. The good hotels, the water was a problem. Today, alhamdulillah. But those days, not a drop of sweet water in Makkah Sharif. She built the Nehre Zubaydah right from Baghdad and brought water. Until today, the canal is still there. Anyway, lot of other great work, social welfare work, and which is very, when she passed away, somebody saw her in a dream and asked her, how did it go? She said, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me great, great ni'mats of Jannah. I mean, great, great enjoyment, high position Allah has given me. That person asked, because of all this charitable work you did, social welfare work. She said, I did all that, but all of that went to the partners. Ila arbabihim. That is, if you do any amal, 99% for Allah, 1% for name and fame. People must praise me. People must talk about me. I must get some worldly benefit of it. Allah, it comes in the hadith, that whole amal, 99% it was for Allah. Allah leaves it for his partners. Allah doesn't take a bit of it. We are such, we have partnership, even wrongfully, which is not ours. We try and take more share. But Allah Ta'ala, which is 99% for him, one little bit for name and fame, Allah leaves it fully for his partner. Allah doesn't take anything from them. So she said, all that amal went away to its partners. So we have to think our amal that we are doing. And look, Faraz namaz, we are commanded to read in the masjid. Also to understand what is ikhlas, we have to be in the company of Ahlullah, who are the experts of this field. Otherwise, I will think that I don't want people to know I'm making my namaz, I'm going to make my faraz namaz at home also. So nobody must know I'm doing it sincerely. Your amal will be destroyed. Your faraz namaz you have to make with jamaat in the masjid, in front of all you have to make. And then still, your niyat must be, not one bit must come that anybody must see. And encouragement, make your namaz in the first saf, read it behind the imam, takbir-e-ula, more it